of this is shown. Okay, today's packet number four. We made more packets of number one and number two, so if you didn't get one or two, you could, yeah, we still have to make more of number three. But some one or two we made more, and we have four, and today, okay. We're still now in the Indian of Rishus HaYachid. We discussed how many nechisas you need for Rishus HaYachid, what's the din of a pirza. Now just certain details in making Rishus HaYachid, which are very relevant. The Gemara Gittin on Hezvav HaMadeis tells us a chiddush. Amar Chista, good hamisha u'mechitza hamisha ein mitztarfin, achei okulo u'mechitza okulo begibit. So the question is like this. We said on the first shiur that the Rishus HaYachid needs a certain amount of mechitzas. So if you have an enclosed area and you have the mechitzas, so that's a Rishus HaYachid. But say you don't have an enclosed area. Say, for example, you have a mound, you have an omelet. So you're standing on top of this omer. Standing on top of the omer. So there are no walls here. But we said that these walls, the side walls of good asset lechitza, they're the walls. So, right? So this is considered standing on top of here. Al Pipashtus is considered a Rishus HaYachid mitam that, I mean, we said there's a Rav Chaim and a Ramban, and maybe there's a Nudin of Rishus HaYachid Belim Chitzes, but let's assume not like that. Let's assume that Rishus HaYachid needs Mechitzes, and this is the way to have Mechitzes, either to have Mechitzes Mamish, or to have the imaginary Mechitzes which are going up. Okay. Now, what if you have a Hechitzetza where the mound is only 5 tefachim high? So then that's not a Rishus HaYachid, because even if you can assume that the mechitzas go up, but those aren't mechitzas, they're only 5 tefachim. So 5 tefachim is not a mechitza. You need at least 10 tefachim to be a mechitza. Right? So, right. So if you have 10 tefachim, so then you have a mechitza. But what if the mound is only 5 tefachim? And then what you do is you build a 5 hefa extension. The mound itself is only 5 tefachim. They believe this is only 5 tefachim, and then you build another 5. So when the person's standing on top of the mound, he only sees his 5 hefa mechitza, because the other 5 tefachim are on the bottom. Okay? So do we say that this is called a Rishus HaYachid or no? That you need to have the either a pentefach mound, and then you'll say good asik, or real mechitzas. But to have 5 tefachim of your mechitza to be a mound, and 5 tefachim of your mechitza to be a mechitza, maybe that's not mitzvah. So that's a machlokes here in the Gemara between Rav Chista and Mereimer, and the Gemara concludes Hilchos HaMitztarfin. So that comes up a lot. Like if you would have a porch, and the porch is 5 tefachim above the ground, and then you have around your porch, assuming your porch is not a Chorish HaSayachid, so around the porch you have a wall around your porch that's also only 5 tefachim. So is the porch considered a Rishus HaYachid? Because from the perspective of standing on the porch, you don't have 10 tefachim from your perspective or not. So that's this machlokes in the Gemara, whether either chamisha mechitza chamisha mitztarfin, and we pass in it's mitztarf.
Do you feel there would be any difference whether this happens to be a combination of a chitim de'eshamayim and a midayot?
Doesn't make a difference.
Even if
Right, in other words, even the example I just gave, where the porch was mukba 5 tefachim above the ground, and then there was a 5 tefachim mechitza on the porch, which is both bidei adam.
Why is that? Why does the Rebbe say that? I'm saying based on that person who was up, the adam sort of has more toilet.
Yeah, we got to be that, but in other words, we don't find a distinction. And none of the sugyas of good kamisha, mechitza kamisha, give the impression that there should be any guilt. Now, so the Gemara says that even though, take a look in Erev and Tzadik Gimel, the second page, the Gemara says that Amar Rav Moder of Kista Betachtono Koel Veroat Nei Asara. In other words, the whole machlokas is only to Megabi, the person who's standing on the porch. Say, for example, if this porch is here, you have a guy who's standing here. He's on. Let's say this is 5 tefachim high. So he's standing here, and then you make a wall or all around 5 tefachim high. So that's a machlokas, whether this fellow on top, does he have a mechitza? But the fellow who's standing here on the ground, he for sure has a 10 tefach mechitza. There's nothing to talk about. In other words, the sugi over here is legabe. Yeah, Amar Rav Moder of Kista B'Tachtona Ol Rav Penei Asara. In other words, machlokas. The relevance in that the Gemara has over here is the question whether when you make an Erev Katseiris. So when you make an Erev Katseiris, you have to be within the same wall, within the same surroundings. If there's a mechitza between the two areas, so Mugabe, the guy standing on the bottom, he's considered that he's cut off from the guy standing on top. Because even according to Rav Kista, so you could have a Hefitensa, where the fellow standing on the top is considered as a different, from his perspective, he's in a different Rishus HaYochid than the fellow standing on top, whereas the fellow standing on top, he only has, if you hold the Eimut Starfim, he only has a 5 tefach mechitza between him and the other person, and they could maybe start in the Erev Katzeiros. But Ezatam Shei'i, we pass in the other way, so we don't have to spend so much time in the sheet of that Eimut Starfim, because we pass in it isn't Starfim. The Ritva on page 4 just points out that he thinks that La'olam, the opinion that holds that Eimut Starfim is only a din derabbanan. It's only a xerah derabbanan. Take a look, 3 lines from the bottom, 4 lines from the bottom. Hashka leka la gidud hamisha vaya yu asurim im ata machshir an achshav shishlimu la b'chitza asara svur lomar the b'chitza hamisha sagi she achshav ein arom p'nei asara. In other words, it's sort of, the Ritva learns that it's a xerah derabbanan, that we're afraid that if the guy standing on top, he only sees a 5 tefach mechitza, because the rest of the mechitza is underneath. So he doesn't see that mechitza. So therefore, to him, he might come to think that all you need is a 5 tefach mechitza, so therefore, kazal asu. So that's why the Ritva learn. You don't have to learn this way. You could learn that they're arguing midaraisa, whether he's a chamisha mitzikisha mechatamisha mitzvah. That, I think, is the more poshut shot. But okay, but that's how the, again, we don't postulate this way. And the Gaon Yaakov points out this Ritva, that the Ritva is saying that it's only a din derabbanan. In other words, the man don't matter, it's not mitzvah. Okay.
Maybe he's saying that because of that issue that we dealt with last week about the whole issue of Re'iyah, meaning you can make this whole gzeira, if you said that you can make Rishu Zayachim very large, but you don't do the mitzvah. So then,
Right, could be. Could be. Well, so now let's go back to a Gemara that we discussed the first day on Zion of the Bays on page 7. The old story of the Bayis, Sha'ein Bo Asara. you have a bias that doesn't have a sara, but if you're standing on top of the building, there will be a sara. Because the bias says 8 tefachim from the ground to the ceiling is 8 tefachim. And then the thickness of the ceiling is 2 tefachim. So if you stand on top, you'll be above 10 tefachim. So that's what the Gemara says. Amar Gidol, Amar Achia, Bar Yosef, Amar Rav, Bai She'ein Toko Yud, Iki Ruyav Mashlima L'Yud. Right, so what's the din? Al Gago Mutar L'Palpil. So on top of it, you can be L'Palpil because you're on top of something that's 10 tefachim high. So the Gemara says, "Amar Abayi, Mchokach bo dalad al dalad, Yishlima liyud." Muta l'talta b'kula. But if you make a chakak dalad al dalad, right now that chakak has from the ground of that chakak to the ceiling is 10 tefachim. So now you have 10 tefachim, and so that's a reshus hayochid, and the rest of it, which is not 10 tefachim high, is still a chori reshus hayochid to the chakak. So the chakak is a reshus hayochid in the middle, and the rest is a chori reshus hayochid. So Tosis has a kasha, famous Tosis on top of Zayin of the Days. So you have a sukkah that's only 8 tefachim high. So that's a problem. You have a sukkah that's only 8 tefachim high, so it's a problem. So what do? You dig deep. You dig into the ground and you make it 10 tefachim high. Right? And you make a sheer sukkah. You make the chakak, a sheer sukkah, and then it's okay. But the Gemara says a limitation in the Masechta Sukkah that doesn't say over here in Masechta Shabbos. And that is that the chakak, the emtsa of the Sukkah, is only validates the Sukkah if the chakak is within Gimel Tfachim of the original Mechitza. The original Mechitza is only 8 Tfachim tall, and then there's Skak on top of that. So now you want to inscribe a square in the middle, and then your Sukkah will be good in the chakak, but that's only if the chakak, so in other words, the original mechitz is 8 tefachim, the chakak is 2 tefachim deep, so 8 and 2 is 10, but that's only if it's within 3 tefachim of each other. So then the mechitza and the chakak are lovin of each other, then they're mitzdar. So Frektos, Zakasha, how come you don't say the same thing by Shabbos? By Shabbos, there's no requirement that it be within Gimel Tefachim. By Shabbos, there's no requirement that it should be within Gimel Tefachim. So how come, Frektos the Kasha, how come when it comes to which we call to Shabbos, we don't require it within Gimel Tefachim, and here we do. Right? That's the Kasha. Nish Misfas Chakak. Because of Gimel Tefachim Sula, Bochum, Gimel Ksheva. Hachem Mehani, Hakiga, Filu, Hufletnes, Makozo, Harbe. The theory is to Shani Hosu, Gabi Sukkah, the Inishi, Mechitzes, Mukhus, Moscha. Gafin Hosu, Mechitzes, the Sukkahs, the Sukkahs, Kedamin, and Hosu, Hichi, Kasikim, and Adfanus, Sula. Hachi, the Inishi, Pachas, Megimel. He says, you need the Sikhuch, Smukhul, Moscha. So, Mimela, it has to be within Gimel Tefachim. But Hachat B'Shavi Mechitza B'Pachat Megimel Mitzdarf Agibet. In Mechitza that is so Mechuskach Tvei Lo Mitzdarf. So in other words, to make your Rishus HaYachid, you don't have to, it doesn't have to be within Gimel Tefachim, because there's no din of Schach there. Here there's a din of that the Mechitzas have to be Smuchus B'Schach, so if the 8 Tefachim Mechitzas are what? Are on top of the 8 tefachim mechitzas are on the sides, and that's where the schach is, and now you're having 2 tefachim deep, and the mechitzas have to be smuchas l'schach, so therefore they have to be able to relate to the outer walls, which are 8 tefachim, so they have to be within 3 tefachim, because that's only by sukkah where you have to have the tefanos sluchas l'skach. There's a word that Rav Shechter like to quote over from Rav Soloveitchik and it's in Rabbi Reichman's sefer. I don't know. If you like it, he wants to say Rav Soloveitchik was into saying that. And the question whether this is a diyuk or not, but his word was that sukkah is called the tefanos, and by Shabbos it's called the mechitza. So by Shabbos it doesn't have to be one chetza, as long as it's 10 tefachim between the 2 and the 8, even though they're not next to each other. The 2 is here, the 8 is further out, but it's chotzeitz from the Rishus HaRabim, so then it doesn't have to be one chativa. But Masha'en came by sukkah is it in dofen. Dofen means a chetza echad, so it has to be within three tefachim of each other in order to get the shame mechitza. I'm not so sure that Tosfos is saying, but it's a vort, and you can think about it. It's in Rabbi Reichman's sefer. I once wrote an article about this in the Beis Yitzchak and the Fana Sukkah, but that's not what I'm here. I'm here now for this, for the what it says in the side and the Tosfos Yeshanim.
So is that what Chassam Avadia argues with the Chazanish in regards to the canvas walls also?
Chacham Avadia doesn't know from these. So this is not his type of thing. Okay. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says another teretz, and that's no gael in your name. He says like this. He says, you know why? He says, "Olgei Shlomar, the Hachi Yesh Mechitzas Gevos Bibachutz." Ein Tzarech Latzar Hagidah. He says, "Beautiful." The case in Shabbos was the structure was ten tefachim high. It's just the structure was ten tefachim high. So you had a mechitza that was ten tefachim in the case of Shabbos. It's just that the thickness of the ceiling was two tefachim. So that was mamai techalah. So memela, you have a mechitza that's ten tefachim. So you don't need the din of to be mitzarif the mechitzas. You have a mechitza that's ten tefachim. Hagi yesh mechitzas gevos mi bachutz. Vein tzarich latzarif agidah el dein avir yud. Shachadi ige avir yud. Umakom echad avir shusayachad. Umsuk et tzarich latzarif agidah. Right. In other words, you don't really need. You have your ten tefachim wall. It's a different case. The case of sukkah was 8 tefachim. The whole thing was 8 tefachim. So you have to be mitzarev 8 and 2 to get 10. So therefore it has to be within the gimel tefachim. Masha'en came, the case of Shabbos was the wall, mibachutz, was a 10 tefachim wall. So you have your wall. You have your mechitza. And that's good. You have your, you have your mechitza. That's 10 tefachim. It's just that you don't have avir. So then you make your avir. And it's okay, and it's no din that the chakak has to be next to the mechitzas, because there's no din that you have to be start the chakak with the mechitza. The chakak is there, and now you have your ten fucking mechitzas. You don't have to be start that with the yidur. That's not to make the mechitza. That's just to make the avir.
By Shabbos, and you are being
mitzarif,
then it needs to be.
But in Echanami, he would say, by Shabbos, if it was only it would be a 7 tefach wall by Shabbos, and now you have to dig 3. In Echanami, would have to be within gimel tefach.
Why
doesn't
the one say that the heter when you're mechitzik is together kurei shayov?
The Gemara says.
Right, why is that? What? I don't understand how that works. Meaning you were chokek in the middle of the
room. In the middle. Right? So the middle is Rishus HaYachid Mamish.
Why? What has a Rishus HaYachid Mamish?
Because it's defanis,
no?
It has the defanis.
So then everything within that is part of the Rishus HaYachid. Is that
no,
Rishus HaYachid?
No, because it doesn't have the dimensions of Rishus HaYachid.
So how did the wall shtel too to the middle?
The wall shtel too because nothing can get through.
What do you mean nothing
can get through? In other words, it's enclosed. Nothing can get through into the chakak.
No. It's more than. It means that the walls come into the dalet and then the.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is? What can I tell you? That's what it is.
I'm saying it's a two-way fit. Everything should become a Zayah.
No, but you can't become Rosh HaSayachim if you don't have Avir Asar. Okay. Oh. So this is the din of Giza Chamisha and Chisa Chamisha. So it could be that it comes out according to this, Yaakov was going according to these 2 days of Tosas, whether there was basically the case of Chaka is a case of Giza Chamisha and Chisa Chamisha. So the question is whether the case of Gidah Chamisha and Chitza Chamisha is starting, does it have to be within Gimel Tvachim or not? Right? Does it have to be within Gimel Tvachim? Say, usually you can have it in your porch, so if it's 5 Tvachim high and then another 5 Tvachim, so then usually the 5 Tvachim of the thing is at the rim, so it's right there. It's usually not, 5 Tvachim spaced in. If your porch is 10 tefachim, by the way, then you have a chiyuv makir. So it's funny that if it'll be 10 tefachim, you're going to need a 10 tefachim wall anyway. You can makir. If it's 5 tefachim, you don't have a chiyuv makir, so then you can have a 5 tefachim partition around it. Assuming it's a chiyuv makir, which probably is chiyuv makir. Okay, so there's a famous gra about this Gidah Chamisha and Chitza Chamisha. The first is a famous Trumas Hadeshin. Take a look at the Trumas Hadeshin on page 9. So the Trumas Hadeshin discusses the following. We discussed before, and as Hashem will discuss more in the future, about the Beis HaSayim. If you have an area that's 100 amos by 50, it's more than 100 amos by 50, and it's totally enclosed by mechitzas. Totally enclosed by mechitzas. So the din is that even though it's totally enclosed by mechitzas, you still can't carry them midrabon. Right? If it's an area that was not made liyishu. In other words, if there's houses in the area and then you put the walls up, so then it was hukaf ladira. But if it was made, it wasn't made ladira. It wasn't made for anyone to live there. They just put walls in. So therefore, you can't, it wasn't hukaf ladira. And when mechitzas weren't made l'shem dira, so midrabanan, how come he made this issur drabanan that he can't carry within the mechitzas? Midrabanan. Even though it's a full rishus hayachim. Right. So what happened, and this, we'll see when we get to Bez Hashem in the future, this comes up a lot in an Erev. Like if you have an area within your Erev that's 100 amos by 50, like you have a flower bed that no one could walk on it. So it's not hukaf ladira, and more than 100 by 50, so that could be a problem. We'll get to it. Okay. So here you have this case. You have a parties called Yosef Beis Sain, hukaf koma shalavanim, avalu hukaf ladira. So you want to carry. You want to carry. And so the walls are made, and now you want to carry. But the walls will go over hukaf ladira, and it's a bigger enclosement than 100 by 50. So you want to make it hukaf ladira. So one way to do it is to knock down the walls. And, first build a house there, then knock down the walls and rebuild it. But that's, not the easiest way to do it. And you have to knock down the whole wall. The other way to do it would be to make a pirtza in the wall. Like say if you make a pirtza in the wall, that's in every wall, make a pirtza yesa miyesa in the wall, so that's another way to do it. This way you don't have to knock down the whole wall. You just make a pirtza yesa miyesa, so therefore the wall is insignificant now. You mavato the wall, and now you build it up, and now you have a new wall. That's another way to do it. Not really, because this whole din is only a din d'rabbanan, anyway.
Yeah, but it's kapha,
only a din d'rabbanan.
So all you're doing is you're going from one din d'rabbanan to another
right.
din d'rabbanan. So why
does
that change?
With mid-rabbanan, it's not as good mechitza. So it's good. Mid-rabbanan, mechitzas to misha eino. Now you could, and certainly if it would be a din d'oraisa, it would be to misha eino. But it's not so easy to knock down walls, even if you're knocking down yes and yes amulets. It's not so easy. Yeah. Okay, so that you'll need to see the details, how many pierces you have to make. But Truma Sedeshin says, I have a better solution. I have an easier solution. You don't have to knock down walls. Tshuva, Yirad Yesh Limso Takara Kala Dover. Imachoma Inyan Kimushavar. What's the Takara Kala? He says, what you should do is like this. First word to learn is Hukav Ladir. Imachoma Inyan Gavor Rak Yud Fakir. If the wall is only 10 fucking high, Yeshkan Takana Shiasa Beis Dira Pardis. So first build a Mecca Beis Dira in the Pardis. First make a Beis Dira in the Pardis. Vacharka Yishpach Ofar Svetar Hachoma Bibachutsu Bifnim Yosim Yir Amos Lorach Hachoma Baruch Dal Tfachim Afach. What you should do is like this. Take Ofar and keep it up on the side of the wall. And let it go more than 10 amos. Let it go more than 10 amos. So Mimela, now this wall would be a wall that you could just walk on. So it's not a wall anymore. And you did it, you put this mound for more than 10 amos wide. He did this man more than 10 amos wide. So the Mela, you mevatel the wall, and then later you'll take the offer away, and now, boom, you have your wall back. So in other words, you halakhically will mevatel your wall by making a heap of offer. So we'll have to see how does this work out with the din of Tel Hamaslaki. So basically, we have a wall 10 tfachim high. Put dirt five tfachim halfway up, and ten amos, more than 10 amos of the length of the wall. So for more than 10 amos of the length of the wall, you have a mound that's. You have mechitza less than 10. You have a mound that's 5, and you have a wall that's 5. So therefore, you will mevatel the wall. And now, a day later, you'll clean it up, and now you've resurrected your wall, and now, so you built a wall without having to physically build a wall. Right, so whatever you need to make it hukav ladira. So let's look. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 10. Dal Tfachim. He says, Ma mikra hukav ladira, shavara lo bayis dira, o posach lo pesach vi beisa, v'chakak kif, o yumei hukav, shalom lo shev dira, and so on the first, etc. In part, Amma v'gad v'chaz, in part, Amma, it's a lesson, yeah. Good. Min ha'ofar, the havi ki karkaris ha'karfet. V'ach, im chozav lokech b'sham, achakach ha'ofar, ho'ol bitlo, sham, Shabbos achas, bish. Okay, the question, how long do you have to leave it there? So then you've solved your problem.
Combining? The wall and the dirt are now combining together?
No. The dirt is being mevatel the wall. Because what makes something a wall? The fact that it's straight up. So now you made a mound. we'll see.
It's not the same thing we were just talking about.
So now the wall is no longer a wall. So he says, Truma Sadeshin says it has to be four tfachim in, more than 10 tfachim wide, and 5 tfachim high.
So only 5 high is
yud. Yeah, it's yud. Right, the case is that it was yud. So the Vilna Gaon asked the Kash. Back to Vilna Gaon, Shivatel, Einos of the Kosovo Mahani, Ein Huda Mikwal, that Rinan Tadigim Obeis, Giri Chamisha. He says he doesn't understand. Why is this a bittle of the wall? Because it's still a good wall, because it'll be a Giri Chamisha for Mechitza or Mechitza Chamisha. The Bir Halacha. So if you make a mound that's 5 and now you have the wall protruding up of 5, so that's still a good mechitza, because Gidu Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha
isn't started. On top of the wall, but we said that if you're on the bottom.
What?
We said if you're on the bottom that it's not. Remember we were talking about it. That they could be in two separate chateros, like the person on the bottom of the wall and the one on the top.
With styrofoam.
Why can't you just make the tail not meet the criteria of dollar?
Oh, so that's what the Bir Halacha talks about. He says the third line from the bottom. The Bastarba didn't start, Kosham is locked at a third fucking tough dollar amos. Talk to you about Rabbi Hill. She also shavuot through mitzvah and mashma the mitzvah. So you want to say maybe the Truma Sedeshin is saying that So he says, what's Khan the Truma Sadesh? So look at the piece before. Tell Shagavah Hamisha, Yesh is Tabak, and telling Sarah Shia, Misha Tabak, and Daku, the Kifa, Tumoda, Marina, and Baalma. After the wedding, Haki, the Mislaki, and Haith, Fak, and the Kofi, Shnei Amos, and Starf, and the Kitz, Shomala, or Dilma Kolzman, Shenet, and Masala, and Goba, Sarah Fak, and Madain, Dita, Tashmish, they Sas, and Hila, and Yachal, and Starf, and the Kitz. Khan, I wish I tell Hayam, the Kifa. So he says that the Shulchan Aruch says, Telshon, look at the Shulchan Aruch base. Telshon, the word hey, the Shlimu La Sara, you put another hey, so the din is Hashubu Mechitza, the Paltel, so hold on. It's a good Mechitza, because that's the din of Gid Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, and Star. So Yeshua's topic in Matelli and Sarah, she had hate, Tzvach and Dafti, was Kiva, Kiva, Damin, and Baal, and Yimislaki, and Asara, so it's start from Mechitza Shomala. In other words, if you have hate Tvachim in within two Amos, so maybe that's it starts to the. So it was in Hakim, it's 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 Hakim. He says like this, maybe the din of El Mislakid is it was 10 to 4, but if it's only going to be five toch two, so then that's still nichat hashmishne. In other words, half of ten is five, right? But if you have the shear of kelim slake is a sar toch dalit, that doesn't mean that half of that is a half a wall. Because this type of wall is a wall because of lo nicha tashmishte. So maybe if it's only going to get to, in other words, only if you have the whole thing. If you have the asar b'tach dalet, so that's lo nicha tashmishte. But if it's only the beginning of the incline, so you don't say, well, that's called half a wall.
But at some point, everybody would agree that it's lo nicha tashmishte.
So maybe this type of wall is not going to. So maybe, in other words, the concept of gidu chamisha mechitz chamisha maybe is only if it's a real wall, a real 90 degree angle, and then you put your wall on top. So then,
maybe that's why the Trimus edition is saying that shoe.
Right. So that could be a possibility that. So that's what he's mistopic about.
It seems a little odd that the only
guy who's a bit more. Yeah. Well, Dilma calls Manche Ena Tel Mitzala Begova, Asar Tzvachim, Adai Nich Nashmish Ekstas Lehiluch, Ein Yochel Ekstar Flom Chitza. Tam Mayim Shatel Hayo Beskifa. So here it tells Ogi Shul Stopping and Metalia Gavo. Pachas we give a tefachim, imam chitzi asar tefachim, nasa in days erushu siyachid, the light came in the pachas we give, etc. Okay. Okay, so.
Yeah. I mean, here, isn't it, I think you mean to have a wall. So then, the nail that you get to it, that's somewhat still what's on top of it. Why is there any difference when you go to a wall on top of the stem? Let me take, if it's 10, so let me chop off the top five, and I have a tail. Now I'm building five on top.
He's saying that maybe the first five doesn't count as half a wall. In other words, it's the whole conglomerate of Asar B'Toch 4 is Lo Nishma Tashmishin. Right, so maybe Gidu Chamisha, Mechitza Chamisha, maybe that's talking about where you have a mound that's 90 degrees, that's five tefachim high, and now you have another five on top of that mound. So that's five and five. But if your first yidud is only
five within two,
and now on top of that mound you want to put a wall going up five.
Why is this five within two?
Because that's half ten four.
Because that's
the regular rule of Tel's life.
The
regular
thing is working within Tel's life.
If you have a tel hamislake, if you have a regular din yidu chamisha, is a 90 degree mound and a wall on top of it, right? So the question is, what if it's no longer a 90 degree mound? What if the yidu you want to use? The Gidu Chamisha Midin Tel HaMislaki. Will that count for the first five? Once it's no longer a 90 degree, when it's much, will that count? Well, in other words, what's a Tel HaMislaki? Asar B'toch Arba B'toch Asar. Asar B'toch Arba. So what if you have a Tel HaMislaki? What if your Gidu is a tel habislake? Well, in other words, the Gro has a kasha in the Trumas Hadeshah. How could he say that you've mavat on the wall, you've been putting the mound here, but it's still a wall because Gidu Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha, that's the Gro's kasha in the Trumas Hadeshah. So the Bir Halacha is trying to help out here by saying that maybe the din of Gidu Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha only applies if the gidud is a erect gidud. It's right? But if it's a tel hamislake type of gidud, and it's only half the regular shear of Pella Mislake. So normally you'd say half of 10 is 5. Yeah, you're looking for 5. So if the Gita, so Pella Mislake is Asar B'toch Arba, so half of that is Chamisha B'toch Shnayim, maybe that should count for 5. Well, he's creating it.
Why do I have to work
with the Talmud Slack? Because the Maizid is a Talmud
Slack. The dimensions he's saying is...
There's also a wall.
Well if it's... The offer is a Talmud Slack that he's basically creating. So that's what the... So the Vilna Gaon say, that Talmud Slack is a Gidud. And now the next part is... Right. So he's saying, so the Bir Alach is saying that maybe half of a Tel HaMislake doesn't give you a half a Mechitza. Because the whole idea of Tel HaMislake is because it is that angle. So to get to the 10 yard line, the 10 top, the peak there, that's, get there, it's Nichas HaShmishta, so it's that's the Mechitza. But if you don't, in other words, Berloff is suggesting maybe it's all or nothing. If it's not a Tel HaMislake and a Sar B'toch Dalet, then we don't say, well, it's a Tel HaMislake, it's a Chamisha B'toch Shnayim. So I can get half credit for Mechitza 5. But since to get to the 5 is not so Lol Nichat HaShmishten, it's, you run out of breath when you're up by 10. When you're 5, you're not so run out of breath. So the male is not so nichud. So therefore, maybe that's not called a half of a mechitza. So if it's not called half a mechitza, the male, you won't say a din of gidah chamisha mechitza chamisha, because it won't count as a gidah chamisha.
And we have to employ the din of talamislakia here.
Right, because it is a talamislakia.
Even though I'm working within the
Gita,
and I'm
wondering
if I have 5 straight up across.
You have straight, yeah, but 5 straight.
It happens to
me. Yeah, but the question is, the right, but the Metzius is, you still have a wall there.
So it won't be a wall within Talasani, but it'll be a wall within Gita.
Right, so you didn't destroy your wall. No, we want to say, Trumas Adesan is trying to destroy a wall, and,
right,
and now...
No,
we, in other words, Trumas HaDeath is trying to destroy the wall. So the Gros is saying, well, you didn't destroy the wall.
I don't understand the parents that they're all specific. What I'm asking you, what I don't understand is that why do you have to employ the demon of Talon Stocking and some of the demon of Hamisha?
Because if you don't have a din of Tel HaMislake, you won't have a din of Gita Chamisha.
Gita Chamisha works in din. Yeah,
it depends what type of Gidud you have.
We're assuming
maybe you have a Gidud that's like this, right, like a porch, so that's a 90 degree angle. So that's
well,
not a.
But I so why is the rest? Why should the rest be the Gareya? The fact that I do also have that right angle going up.
But the whole idea of the right angle is because you can't climb a wall, but now if you made a mound, you undid the angle. Okay. So that's the. So this is very nogeya. Very nogeya in my. Okay. Next part of the shiur. Next part of the shiur is the following. It's inyan of mechitza tluya. What's the din of mechitza tluya? Take a look on page 15 for a second. And mashal shel defanos milamala lamata. What's the din? If you have, say, a sukkah, and it's 10 tefachim high, and the mechitza is on the ground, and the schach is up, high up, so it's still a good sukkah as long as the schach is above the wall, because once you have your 5 tefach, your 10 tefach mechitza from the ground, it goes lamala, gurasik mechitza to the schach. But what if you have your schach, and the you can imagine this with like with a canvas sukkah, that the canvas is coming from the top down, and it doesn't reach the bottom. It doesn't reach the bottom. So that's mishal shal defanos milamala lamaka. So the Gemara says, so it depends. If there's still three tefachim between the mechitza and the wall, three tefachim. So therefore, it's no good. But if it's within three tefachim of the ground, then it is good. And Rav Yossi disagrees. And it's saying, shem shel milamala lamala milamata lamala asar tefachim kach milamala lamata asar tefachim. Rav Yossi says, no, as long as you have a 10 tefachim mechitza, it can go from the top upward and meet the schach on top, or it can come down from the schach, even though it doesn't, it's not within gilmul tefachim of the ground, and it'll still be good. It'll still be good. So the Gemara explains, so the Gemara has two phrases here. The Gemara has two phrases regarding this halakha. One phrase that the Gemara has is called a mechitza tluya. Now, a mechitza tluya is not a good mechitza. And then the Gemara has another phrase called mechitza shagidoyim bokimbo. Means that, take a look, the phrase from Tezayin and Beis on page 14. The Gemara has that phrase. Yeah, take a look. The first word in the line is Mokim. Mokim with Tata Havli Mechitza Shagdayim Bokim Bok. So it's, which literally means if the little animals, the Gdi, could crawl underneath the mechitza, then that mechitza is not a good mechitza. So the assumption is that if it's less than three tefachim from the ground, then that's called mechitza she'ena gedoyim bokim bo. And if it's above any three tefachim of the ground, that's called mechitza she'gedoyim bokim bo. And the Gemara says, so therefore, that mechitza is no good. And then the Gemara has another phrase of mechitza tluya. That if the mechitza is a mechitza tluya, take a look on page 17, page vav on the base, in Arabic. The Gemara says, first word on the line, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Mechitza tluya mashab kalfir the korban. Amalayim mechitza tluya mataras el b'mayim. Talu shekilu chachamim b'mayim. What's the case of the... So mechitza tluya theoretically would mean that if you have a mechitza that's within higher than three tefachim from the ground, and how does it stand? It's either coming down from something that's taller. Say, for example, you have a balcony. You have a balcony, and the balcony has walls. Okay, and say, so you want to be carried underneath the balcony. You want to carry him underneath the balcony by saying that the walls of the balcony should go down to the ground and I have four walls. Right? So we say, no, you can't use those four walls because that's a mechitza tluya. But the Gemara, so mechitza tluya is no good. So we're going to see, the question is the mechitza tluya no good because it's mechitza segedoyim bokim bo? Or is it a separate halacha? So I'll be pashtus, even though there's one line in the Chazanish that might seem otherwise, I'll be pashtus, the Balei Tosfos seem to hold that it's one and the same. Say, for example, I have a balcony that has four walls around the balcony. It's on the second floor of the house. And I want to carry right underneath the balcony. And I want the walls to count. So I'll be pashut, the walls can't count because it's a mechitza tluya. Oh, but I have a chat. I have a chat. You know what I'll do? I'm going to build on the ground a 3 tefach rim on the perimeter of the area that I want to carry on, 3 tefachim high on the ground. So now, the Gedayim, what? Are not going to be able to be walkable. So if you hold that Mechitza Tluya is an independent soul, so then it doesn't matter, because a 3 tefachim perimeter is not a Mechitza. I want those Mechitzas, but I have a problem with those Mechitzas. The Gedayim Abokim Tachtav. So what do I do? I build a 3 tefachim thing on the bottom, so this way the Gedayim can't get through, and I'll use that Mechitza. So if you hold the Mechitza Tluya as a separate soul, it's not going to help. But I'll be pashas. Mechitza Tluya is not a separate soul. The Mechitza Tluya is a din because the Gedayim Abokim Bo. And then if I could stop the Gedayim from being Bokim Bo, then I got my Mechitza. So that's what Tosus writes on page 19 on the top, the Hadar Zakif. From Tomer Hekhi Choshev Lamala Miasori Rishos Hayokim HaGedayim Bokim Bo Tachtov. So he writes, the tachas has kifa, you put a steamer. You put a steamer, and therefore you get rid of the problem. So al pi pashtus, once you get rid of the problem of the gedayim bokim bo, so then your mechitza tluy is good. Now, there is a case that the Gemara has in Erevin on Pei Zayin Mabez, on page 18. And that is the following. Say I have something coming out, a protrusion that's coming out of the my house on the third floor. And underneath the protrusion is some water. And I want to be able to take the water, and there's a hole in the balcony. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my bucket, I'm going to put it through the hole, I'm going to lower it into the water, and I'll bring up water. So what's the story? So first, the Mishnah says, "Zustru shilamal men amayim, im amal men mele b'shabes." So I'm also go chitza gvor sar tfachim. They milmal men memata. So if you have a mechitza that's a sar tfachim, so the problem is like this: the zustra is what is a rishus hayachid. Why is it a rishus hayachid? But Shushayachim, you didn't carry Shushayachim. Right? That's the original case of carry Shushayachim. It's because Zustra, that bowling with a halal. Now, so I can't. So Shushayachim is carry Shushayachim is carry Shushayachim. So if I may have a hole in the bottom of the Dacha bowling, so now I'm going to get from the water, say from the ocean water there, wherever it is the carmelis. So I'm carrying from a carmelis into Rishus HaYachid. So how can I do that? So the answer is you build mechitzas around the protrusion, around the daf haboli. You can put mechitzas either going on top or going down. Ah, but it's a mechitza. It's a mechitza tluya. So the Gemara says it's not a problem. That a mechitza tluya is mutter b'mayim. is mutter b'mayim because, and then the Gemara has a phrase, etc., that why is a mechita tluya mutter b'mayim? So mechita tluya is mutter b'mayim because the kiyas dogim is lav shmei b'kiyah. That even though the b'kiyah of the gedoyim is a shmei b'kiyah, but the mechitza, but the b'kiyah of the dogim is not. Now, why is that? Why is that? The Rashi explains. We'll find Rashi in a second. Rashi explains because the dogim are mechusa b'mayim. So since the dogim are mechusa b'mayim, so therefore, yeah. Take a look on page 20. Three lines from the bottom. Bekir is dogim lo shmei bekir. Kufisha einam nirin. Of course, the bekir of gedoyim is shmei bekir. So therefore, you can have... So if you assume, this is the way we're going to assume, even though there's one line in the Chazanish that Mashmah may be different, but I'm not so sure he means that, but that it's one and the same. That the reason why a mechitza tluya is no good is because the bekiyas gedoyim is lo shmei bekiyah. The mele, if you get rid of the bekiyas gedoyim, then what? Then you have a good mechitza, even though it's a mechitza tluya. But she'en kein b'mayim, in the case where you want to take water from the ocean, you have your balcony, and there's a hole in your balcony, you're going to lower the pitcher through the hole, and you're going to into the ocean and pump up the water, so it's not a problem. And the Mishnah says only mutter if you have walls, but the walls are only going to be mutter because even though it's a mechitza tluya, but mechitza tluya is possible because of the bekiyah. But here's only a bekiyah of dogim, and bekiyah of dogim doesn't count. Bekiyah of dogim is lav shmei bekiyah. So therefore, and this, idea that Tosas said in Erevin that we saw before, if you were Sosa in the bottom, is also said in Tosas and Shabbos, Tadi Kesav and Aleph, page 21 on the top, where Tosas says, Ma'irish Sosum Lamata, Bishum Dover, Vein Doin Bokin Takteyam. In other words, as long as you have the, you make a, in other words, you can't have a mechitza tluya by a lot. On the ground, as long as you get rid of the bekiyas gedoyim. So you have your mechitza tluya here, you build a little rim on the bottom, and you're okay. But when it comes to the yam, you don't have bekiyas gedoyim. You only have bekiyas lot. Dogim, and because dogim is lav shmei bekiyah.
Could you just say what the second teretz of the Pesach of the Hagazakit was? Right after the one where he says...
Okay, we're not going to talk about it, but this is this teretz, okay? We'll look at the other teretz later, okay? So this becomes... Now, you have an interesting... And that's the main Gemara, if you want to see the... Very beferish in the Gemara, page 22, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Just see very beferish. Kidavoy midei Rabbi Tavla meirav mechitzum tluya masha tokir b'churba. Churba is his land. So Amar le ein mechitza tluya materas el b'mayim kal hu sheikilu chachomim b'mayim. Now that might sound that it's a. So that you have to look at this Chazanish, page 23. That might sound that it's a special kula, but I think the Pashas is, even though Rav Shechter quotes the Chazanish differently in one place, but I think the Pashas is it's one and the same. That the Kal Shekil V'mayim is because that they rendered that Bekiya not to be a good Bekiya. And not that there's some special Tudin. Now, let me show you where this becomes relevant. One more Gemara you have to see, and then you'll see how it plays in Lamaisa. The Gemara is in Shabbos. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Page 20. Tanya Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda Omer Noatz Kana Berosh Rishus Harabim Berosh Trasma. You have a stick in the Rishus Harabim, and on top of the stick is a basket. So the basket is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The stick is a little thin stick, and it's on top of the. And the basket is on top of the stick. So the question is, so is this a Rishus HaYachid? Is this a Rishus HaYachid? So it's a machlokes, but we assume it's not a Rishus HaYachid, because Rishus HaYachid, you need mechitzas asara from the ground. Here you just have a stick, and you have a little basket on top that's... Right, that's 4 by 4, but you don't have mechitzas asara. If, okay. Oh, but then what if about the following case? What if you have an amud rishus harabim? In other words, we said that if you have an amud, you have a piece of wood that goes 10 fucking high, and it's 4 by 4, and you zorek on that, so then that's a rishus hayakir, because the mechitzas are all on the rakia. But what if the mechitzas thin out? In other words, it's not a regular case would be 4 by 4 the whole way through. It's 10 tefachim high, and it's 4 by 4 the whole way through. What if it's not 4 by 4 the whole way through? What if it's like a cone? In other words, it's 4 by 4 on the top, but then it narrows. Is that called a rishus hayachid or not? So the Gemara says like this: Omud Rishus Harabim Gavo Asara, the Rach of Arba, the Ein Biikro Arba. So it's at the very bottom; it's no longer 4. If it would be Biikro Arba also, then that would be a pure Rishus Hayachid. It narrows. V'yesh b'katzer shelo gimel. So there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What does it mean? V'yesh b'katzer shelo gimel. Rashi learns it means that in the narrowest point is already 3 tefachim above the ground. Because if it was bidalid within 3 tefachim above the ground, so it wouldn't matter. We would say, love it to the ground. Tosis learns, yesh b'katz, in other words, according to Rashi, it could get thin, very thin by the ground. It could be 1 tefach by the ground. But the point is that at the smallest point, it already gets to its thinnest point. Yesh b'katzer also katzer shel ikro shein rochav dalid. It's already ain't a rochav dalid by the gova gimel, and therefore we don't say love it. Tosus learns what it means is that basically what happens is at the end, instead of being 4 by 4, it's 3 by 3. So the very bottom is 3 by 3. Nira Lari, the high bekotzer shalom, the gimel hanashish for obi hakotzer gimel. Kedim gimel obi hakotzer gimel, ulmal rochav dalet, shak bov gurachis. So what's the pshat? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, you shouldn't have a mechitza shekdoim bokimbo. First word line is bokimbo, I didn't bracket it. In the matter of art, tachas a mechitza tachashlo shek pshutos. Mechitza shekdoim makevis. So he says like this. Take a look in the post of the Eishma Kutsa Shalom. Eishma Kutsa Gavo Yud Gimel Mena Arts. Because it didn't came from Dak Harbin. So how is that going to be good? If it's already going to be docked at the last three. So it was according to Rashi, the Pshat of the Gemara is it's 4 by 4, and then at the very end, it's like a stick. So it goes from 4 by 4 to a stick. So what's that going to help? The Yudayim is still bulking up. So Tosfos learns, no, it goes from 4 by 4 to 3 by 3. So the very bottom It's 3x3. It's not 4x4. So you have the 4x4. Since it goes from 4x4 to 3x3, so the Gedolim are not going to get so close to the wall. So even though the last three Tvachim, in other words, it's only 4x4, Lamala Megimel, right? But normally, Lamala Megimel means that it's a total open aspect. But here, it goes from 4x4 to 3x3. So for the Gedolim to get under the 4x4, they have to really get close to the 3, and they go under the spot that was once 4 and now is 3. They go right next to the 3, underneath where it was 4x4. If they can get in there, then Mavato. But since they're not going to do that, it's like this. It looks like this. You see? It goes like this. Wide, 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 wide. And now it narrows just a little bit. Wide, 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 wide. 4x4. Now 3x3. So when the last place that it's 4x4 is more than 3 fucking above the ground. So l'chora, that shouldn't be a good mechitza, because the Gedolim are going to get through. But how are the Gedolim going to get through? Where are they going to get through? They can only get through in that area right next to where it became 3x3. So they're going to get right next to the wall and pass by. So the Tosfos is assuming that they're not going to get so close to the wall. So Mamela, even though it's l'chora, it's a mechitza tluya, that it's not Gedolim Bokim Bo, because the Gedolim will have to mamish. Gedolim are going to probably go on the sides, and they're going to go so close to the wall in that little corner. So the Mamela, the mechitza is still a good mechitza. Oh, so the kasha that's asked is the following. According to Rashi, what happened was it was 4x4, and then it stopped becoming 4x4 already, 3 tefachim above the 3. The 3 is 3 tefachim above the ground, and then it became like a narrow stick. It went from 4x4 to a narrow stick. So Tosa says, how can that be good? The Gedolim are still going to go through.
That's a troskel.
Right, that's a troskel. But if it goes from 4 to 3, then there's only a little space for the Gedolim to go through if they're going to go through underneath the wall. According to Rashi, it's a big space because it was 4, and now it's a stick. So now there's still a big area to go through. According to Tosis, it goes from 4 to 3.
Is it because it goes to 3, like, at right before 3 tefachim off the ground, or is it because the indentation is only very small?
It's a small indentation, but if it would have gone within 3, less than 3 tefachim above the ground, then we would say love, but it wouldn't be a problem.
What about the other way? But let's say according to the dice, it's only the first two inches was 4, and then it became
right.
3 right away all the way down. Would that matter? It's not that. Why does things have to wait till 3 to make his narrowness? It doesn't matter. Right now.
Yeah, it was okay.
Would you say that?
So the kasha. So this is very relevant. What is it relevant for? Is it, have you ever worked on Erdogan? And a native, and wherever you. So, what happens sometimes to a native? What is a lot of Erevin today? What do they do? You take a piece. If you're in camp, you take a piece of wood and you nail it onto the tree or to the pole, the electric pole, right? And then you have your panel, right? You have your lechi nailed on. So every once in a while, what happens? Bottom of the lechi is gone. So you have a beautiful lechi, and the bottom of the lechi is gone. So normally we would say that if it's within 3 tefachim of the ground that's gone, so no problem, it's lovely. But if it's more, then it's no good. But the question is, maybe it still should be good, because if you say in the whole, they say you have a lechi that's 15 tefachim. It was 15 tefachim originally, and now the bottom 5 is chopped off. And especially, you know, in modern day areas today where they use rubber, if you ever worked on an area, they use the rubber tube. You know, the rubber black tube? What it is a rubber tube. black usually, and it goes from the ground all the way up to the wire. Right, that's how they build Ayurven, a lot of them today. Which whenever they can use the wire, so you got a, you know, job done for you already. You don't have to put up wire, so the electric company put it up for you. You just have to put up a lechi. So they make these wired, these rubber tubes that go from the ground. So every once in a while, it gets chopped off by the bottom. Right, and it's ten fucking. It can always be ten fucking. Because it's always broke. But the question is, so normally we assume if the bottom gimel tefachim are there, if you were in gimel tefachim at the bottom, you're still okay. But if it got chopped off the bottom, now it's more than three tefachim. So it's in the chitz shakdoyim bogungo. So the question is, but according to Shitas HaTosfos, that you can, and the way Tosfos kept saying throughout the sector, that if the Gedoyim can't get there, either you build a steamer there, or because they don't get so close to the, you know, like the case of the four, when the four became three, they don't get so close, so L'chora, this should be good. So maybe in Achanami, we'll see. The question is that the Gemara says Beferish, seems to say Beferish does no good. The Gemara says on page 26, Yudah on the base. Amar Rava, Asa Lechi Lemovei, Yehidi Men Akarka Shlosha, or Yifligo Men Hakoso Shlosha, Lo Asa Lo Klo. So the question is, what's the case of Yehidi Men Akarka Shlosha?
It might be different than the lamppost, because it doesn't, maybe if it was a Lechi standing out on the wall.
Right. So the, right, so
it could be protruding out of the
right. In other words, it could be that the Latin, right, it would be a little difficult. Or theoretically, the case could have been that you had something coming out of the kosel from high, and that's holding on to the lechi, and the lechi is not against the wall. And in the Hanami, the case is that the bottom of the lechi got chopped off, and therefore the gedayim are now gonna go. Pashtus is you put the lechi against the wall. And the bottom part of the lechi is what? Is so the Avnei Nezer asked this kasha. Look on page 25. Asher hitcha l'chvod parosu b'hadda erivin osa lechi l'mavod yirviyam en akarka gimel tzfachim lo osa v'loklum. Right, the Gemara says lo osa v'loklum. So correct the Avnei Nezer. Because it's going to be, the four is going to be three. So that means that the three, it'll be half a tefach on one side and half a tefach on the other side. Right? Of air. So how do they do it? They can't be vocal. So L'chora over here, the thickness of the original kola of the lechi is going to probably be less than half a tefach. So certainly it's not going to be able to go so close to the wall. So he says, why is the hachanami the lechi mashu? So much l'dov and l'yachas shemekiyas l'doyim yafa hiksha. And at the end, he says, the eri keres nochem b'zeh. Ainly Teres Nochem is that. Yeah. Very simple. Here is a wall. And here's a lechi. And normally you put the lechi against the wall, and from the lechi, you put a string. Now, for the lechi to be good, it has to be within three tefachim of the bottom. But if the bottom three tefachim are not there, the dying bokeh bow is no good. But the question is, but didn't we get through saying that the dying don't get so close to the, when it goes from four to three, since they're not going to get so close to the wall over there, right, close to the so therefore, even if the bottom three are going to be chopped off, it still should be okay. And the Gemara says, Beferish, if the bottom three is chopped off, is no good. So Yechiel wanted to say, Rabbi Weiner, wanted to say that what that maybe the case was talking about that the Lechi somehow was further away. Then how does it stand up? You know, it's gravity. So maybe, you know, something was protruding out of the wall and then was coming down from that. This is a stickle dunkhuk, you know, in the Gemara. But anything could. But that's the Avnei Nezis Kasha. The Gemara says if the bottom part of the Lechi is not there, then the Lechi is no good because it's a Mechitza Tuya, it's a Gedayim Bokimbo. So, Mela, what's the problem?
Usually the poles that you attach them to probably might not themselves be just yet because if they don't have to be topped out of dollar.
No.
If they're not at the top dollar of dollar, then in the case of the Gemara that we were talking about,
The Gedayim Posel and Mechitza. Any Mechitza that's above 3 Tfachim on the ground, the Gedayim go through. They pass on the Mechitza. That case was dollar on dollar, but that's a din in the mechitzas of the pole. If the dime get underneath the mechitza, and the Sefer Nefesh Chaya on page 27 also asks this kasha. The Mashaharik wrote the Hakshos in Kena Ma'ivu Mahani Galechi Gavo Gimel Menorat. Hamish Alechi Yachol Yosdach Mehadach. He says, "He neighbors a harav dola to harav." He said maybe a lechi is different. Maybe a lechi, he wants to suggest, is different than a regular mechitza. Why? Because he says maybe a lechi, you don't say, and this is the Chazon Ish, this another. Maybe a lechi, you don't say good achis. Because a lechi, what's a lechi? A lechi, we view the area as if it's closed up. Right? In other words, a lechi is playing a magic trick. It's one piece of wood, and we view it, it's like an accordion. We view it as if it opens up and closes the whole thing. But if itself is gavol min ha'aretz, so first you have to view it as if it's going down, and then going across, so maybe you won't work. If you have a real mechitza, and then the Hanami, if we can get rid of the problem of Gedayim, Bokimbo, then we're okay. But maybe you won't say that by a lechi. Because a lechi already is having, you don't say two magic tricks, you don't say. In other words, lechi is the accordion that's going out, so, and they're going down, so maybe you're right. But if it's a real mechitza, in the Hanami, we have a real mechitza, and I get rid of the problem of Gedayim, Bokimbo, then in the Hanami. If that's true, then that would be a issue to the. It's interesting. The Truma Sadeshin is the one who says on page 28 that he has the din Machinogim Bechala Makomas Lasas Lachayim Misid Mochi Ba'ovi Vulokul. In other words, they would take like thick paint and paint the thing, and that would be the lechi, the thick paint. So he says, the problem with that is, look on page 29, first line, the zimun tuba osili de takola, that clothing with dover akir, regimen the schachik uksol. Because the dogs are going to go against the wall and they're going to what? Erase the scratch off the paint. And then it's going to be more than 3 tfachim above the ground. So you see from here that the Trumas had, in other words, the Trumas Hadeshim clearly was no case for Feirish, that even, in other words, you can't give your Rabbi wine as Peretz anymore. That's talking about the middle, because he's clearly talking about a piece of thick paint on the wall, and he's Apple Pekin, he says it's no good if the dog's taka got rid of the bottom. But if the Nefesh Achaya, you say like the Nefesh Achaya, then it's Miyusha. The only problem with the thing is you have to see if it's really true, because we paskin. Different. Okay, you have to see if the Nefesh Chayim's parents is really. There's a fellow here, Shaul Weiss, and he wants to say, he discusses this kasha, and he wants to say 2 lines from the bottom of page 30. Near Lanias Daiken Near Lachalik Daki Ba'Omet Shomet Be'Emzer Shusarabim. He says, if the Omer is in the middle of, I don't know if he's right or wrong, you have to ask the Gedoyim. If the Omer is in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah, then most probably they're going to see the Omer, they're not going to get so close. But maybe if on the side, by the coastal on the side, maybe they will, I don't know. That's what he wants to suggest. Because the case of Tosis is an Omer in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, but there the Gedoyim won't get so close, but on the coastal, they like to scratch themselves on the coastal. They like to, hold coastal there. So, I don't know. Maybe yes. Maybe no. Go ask the Gedolim what they do. Oh, then one more point is the famous thing that Rav Shechter wrote on page 32. Let me give you a little history here. Rav Kasher wrote the, was involved in the Erev of Manhattan. He wrote a Sefer Divrei Menachem. So Rav Shechter wrote Ha'aris on his Sefer, and he sent him a letter. So when we were learning Mora Shakola many years ago, so Rabbi Willig distributed the letter to camp in the summer. So years later, I was looking at Hapardes, and I see someone wrote an article on the Manhattan Erev, and I didn't know the name of the person. I saw the name, I didn't know the name. And I started reading the article, and I said, this is word for word Rabbi Shechter's letter to Rav Kasher. So then I go back to the author, and I said, who's the author? So the author was Rav Shin Nister. So that's the way it was published. And Rav Shechter had no idea. Then I showed Rav Shechter, he had no idea that it was published in the Hapardes under pseudonym of Shin Nister. So then the Kol Elyon published the same thing in the Kol Tzvi Tavshin Samachay. So that's what he writes. My Duri shows from Mamar Zen Nitpas the Kovach Hapardes Shvat Tavshin Mem Gimel. So if you want to go to the library, look from Shvat Tavshin Mem Gimel. You'll see that it's written under the name of Shin Nister. So Rav Shechter makes a ha'ara, which I have a ha'ara on the ha'ara, and that is the following. Getting back to this discussion of Mechitza Tluya. So one of the first people who wrote on the Erev in Manhattan was Rav Yosef David Moskowitz, the Shatzer Rebbe. So he says about the seawall. Kosov shalohutzuchu badakte gliros ima mechitza shivnivne yidei odom sovim ha'i magia be'emes at karkois hayam. Because for halacha, kaimel ha mechitza tluya l'teres b'mayim. So you don't have to care about the mechitza dovim. So even though the seawall doesn't go mamish down to the ground, so Rav Shechter has a taina. Is only the betaltel on the mayim, but not the betaltel garbi karkoris hayabosh. First of all, that's a chiddush, because if you hold that there's no mikia, there's no mikia. There's only gedayim underneath. There's only. But then Rav Shechter has a thing about the bridges. He says the bridges.
What if you want to the column?
So first of all, I don't think it's a problem with mechitza tuli at all, because in other words, as we'll see quoted from the Chazon Ish, if you have a, no one's going to say that you live on the 10th floor of the apartment building, and then you have a balcony and the walls around it. So no one's going to say that it's a mechitza tluya, because the place that you want to carry on is right near the walls. It's not that the walls are here and you have to bring the walls down to the place where the case in the Gemara was that you had the walls coming down from the schach, but you want to sit on the floor, on the ground. So then it's a mechitza hatluya. So if the walls of the, even if the walls of the ocean, or the walls of the seawall don't go to the very ground down, as long as they come to where the landmass is, lechora, that shouldn't be a problem. Then the second point, so even without the din of mechitza tluya, it shouldn't be a problem. The second point is he wants to talk about the bridges. So there's a discussion of what's the status of the bridges. So maybe the bridge itself, the side of the bridge is like a tell, and therefore that could make the bridge be a Rishus HaYachid. Okay, whatever the case, but so the time is that it's a Mechitza Tluya. But it's Al Gabi Amayim. So he says, yeah, but that's only if there's only fish, but here under a bridge you have ships, so it's not. Right, so my same time that comes back, that there's no, in other words, the mechitza and the bridge are right next to each other. So it's not mechlal, it's not a mechitza tluya. I don't care if there's ships, I don't care if there's a whole army coming underneath the bridge. Lechora, it shouldn't be a mechitza tluya anyway, because it's right somewhat to the makom that you want to consider a. Yeah, right. You want to right. It's not that you're interested in carrying in the water, and you're not trying to get something from the water. If you was a hole in the bridge and you wanted to get a bucket to get fish under, then you want to tie the mechitza tluya. So here, I hear the tie because it's not only fish; it's the boats. But here, you want to make the bridge itself or a shus yachid. It shouldn't matter. And the same thing to Tiferes Yaakov, he points this out from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says this point. On page 35. He says, if you have a teva, a suspended teva, So that's going to be a Rishus HaYachid, because that's what he writes in the Sefer Tiferes Yaakov on the page before. He tikin shulayim lehekev ha-mechitza ha-gavos ha-sar tzvachim ha-tluis ma'avir rachok me'ar tarbe. So if you take if the traskel, say for example, would be 4 tzvachim and would be 10 tzvachim high, the basket itself would be 10 tzvachim high, so then it would be Rishus HaYachid. You wouldn't have to say if you want a mechitza to relate to a low ground thing, so then in a chanami it's a problem mechitza tluya, and then you have to see what's being booked. Okay, so let's just review what we said today. We discussed the din of gidul chamisha mechitza chamisha mitzarfin. We hold it is mitzarev. We discussed whether it has to be within Gimel Tfachim or not. 2 days in the Tosis and the Tosis Yishanim, what the chiluk was between the case in Shabbos and the case of Sukkah. Then we discussed the Trumas Hadeshin's Chiddush of if you want to mevatel the mechitza, you put the mound there. That Vilna Gaon's Kasha from but how you mevatel it's still Gidul Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha. We had the possible parents of the Bir Halacha that you don't say Gidul Chamisha by a Tel HaMislakit. If it's a Tel HaMislakit, either the whole thing is a Mislakit. A half a Tel HaMislakit is a Gorged. It's not a half a Mechitza. Normally, you have 10 Tfachim, half a 10 is 5, but half a Tel HaMislakit is nothing. Then we discussed the Mechitza Tluya. He said that most probably it's one din, because the din of Mechitza Tluya is no good because Mechitza is Doim Bokebo. That's why on the Mayim it's only Dogim, and Bekiah's Dogim is Loshmei Bekiah. And then we point out, Tosa says in several places that if you put a steam on the bottom, then it'll be okay. And then we add the Kasha, the sort of Sugya of the Umud that goes from 4 to 3, the way Tosa learned, and that's still Rosh Hashayakit. Because the Gdoim not going to be Bokeya, then the Havnei Meis of Kasha is, so Hakam Alechi, if it gets chopped up on the bottom, why is the Lechi still no good? And so the Nefesh Chai said maybe it's a special did by Lechi that you don't say, but in a Hanami, it would be by the Kitsa, would be okay. And the other parents said maybe there's a difference between the Lechi in the middle and the Lechi on the side, but we saw that the Truma Sadeshin clearly said that even if it's doubled to the wall, it's still going to be a problem if the bottom gets chopped off. And then we discussed Rav Shechter's Ha'aris about whether the seawall has to go bamish to the ground, and whether in both cases Rav Shechter was bothered by the Mechitza Tluya, but I thought that based on that Chazanish, that neither case should be a problem of Mechitza Tluya, because it's right somewhat to the Mokom that you want to make it into a How much is it?